This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Two of America's largest states have reimposed some coronavirus restrictions. This after the daily number of confirmed infections in the U.S. surged to an all-time high of 45,300 yesterday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered all bars closed, while in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis put a stop to serving alcohol. They joined a growing number of states that are either backtracking or pausing any further reopening of their economies because of worrisome virus outbreaks, mostly in the South and West. Health experts say disturbingly large numbers of cases are being seen among young people who all too often show disregard for the use of face coverings and rules for social distancing. Abbott, who had pursued one of the most aggressive reopening schedules in the country, has scaled back restaurant capacity and said outdoor gatherings of more than 100 people would need approval from local officials. In Florida, the agency that regulates bars acted after the daily number of new confirmed cases neared 9,000, almost doubling the record set just 2 days earlier in the state. Florida's Miami-Dade County announced beaches will be closed over the 4th of July weekend. It was called a prudent move, given the growing number of infections among young adults. The state of Louisiana reported its second one-day spike of more than 1,300 cases this week. Governor John Bel Edwards has suspended further easing of restrictions. Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona has done the same thing. Cases there have been topping 3,000 a day, and 85% of hospital beds in Arizona are said to be occupied. The state of Tennessee has seen its biggest one-day jump in infections for a second time in a week, with more than 1,400 cases. The White House Coronavirus Task Force held its first briefing in nearly 2 months Friday, and Vice President Mike Pence gave assurances that the U.S. is in a much better place than it was 2 months ago, though it is difficult to match his words to the alarming reality of the swollen pandemic numbers. Once again, Pence appeared without a face mask, failing to follow his own government's advice. He also suggested that the new rise in cases could largely be explained by the increases in testing, reasoning President Trump has repeatedly used. This is VOA News. The relatively good COVID-19 news in the United States, about 600 people a day are dying from the coronavirus, down from a peak of around 2,200 in mid-April. But the bottom line, experts say there is ample evidence the virus is making a comeback, with consistently higher percentages of virus tests coming back positive. The current numbers in the U.S., close to 2.5 million cases and 125,000 lives lost. Elsewhere in the world, India has reported another 18,000 infections, pushing its case count to nearly 509,000, with 15,685 fatalities. The city of Guwahati, the capital of Assam state, will be locked down for 2 weeks beginning tomorrow, with nighttime curfews and weekend lockdowns in the rest of the state. China has seen an uptick in cases one day after authorities said they expected that an outbreak in Beijing would soon be under control. The National Health Commission reported 17 new cases in the capital, 21 cases across the country. South Korea, where a resurgence in the past month threatens to erase the country's earlier success, reported 51 new cases, including 35 in the Seoul area. Worried about the fragile economy, South Korean officials have resisted calls to reimpose restrictions eased in April. Australia is bracing for more imported virus cases. About 300 people were due to arrive this weekend from Mumbai, India, with others expected to follow from South America and Indonesia. There are estimates that 5 to 10% of the returnees are infected. Despite coronavirus numbers that are rising, Egypt today is lifting or easing many of its pandemic restrictions. After 3 months of lockdown, cafes, clubs, gyms, and theaters are being allowed to reopen, all with capacity controls. The same for mosques and churches. Egypt's COVID numbers, close to 63,000 cases and 2,600 fatalities, the highest totals in the region. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund has approved an $8.2 billion loan for Cairo. That is on top of the $2.8 billion IMF dollars already pledged. Still modest COVID numbers in Venezuela are moving up. There is an outbreak in Maracaibo, the country's second most important city. The cases are tied to a market that normally attracts 20,000 people a day. The hotspots in South America, Peru, and Chile. Between them, they have lost 14,000 lives to the pandemic. The combined case count, almost 536,000. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is imposing visa restrictions on Chinese Communist Party officials responsible for infringing on freedoms in the semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong. The move comes ahead of a three-day meeting of China's parliament. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.